السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونسلم علی رسولہ الکریم وعلی آلہ واصحابہ ومن تبعہم بإحسان الی یوم الدین. فقد قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی فی القرآن الکریم والفرقان الحمید، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، ان اللہ لا یظلم الناس شیئا. وقال جل وعلا فی مقام آخر، ان اللہ یعمر بالعدل والإحسان. وقال النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، الظلم ظلمات یوم القیامة، او کما قال صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. صدق اللہ مولانا العظیم وصدق رسوله النبی الکریم ونحن علی ذلک من الشاہدین والشاکرین والحمد لله رب العالمين. ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Believing brothers and sisters in Islam, alhamdulillah, we praise and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the opportunity to come to His holy house, alhamdulillah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has allowed us to be on the blessed place on the face of the earth, His holy house. Sitting here alone, inshallah, we will be able to get a lot of rewards. Sitting in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, angels make dua for us as opposed to if we were sitting outside, etc. My dear respected brothers and sisters, because of the blessedness of this place, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear listeners, when we look in the Holy Quran teaches us a lot about history. When we look at the previous nations and the previous ummas, we will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has done different things with them and different things that occurred in their lives. Some of them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reiterated in the Holy Quran and has mentioned to us about the previous nations so that you and I could take lesson from it. Some of them, they are about good nations that had passed, and some of them are about nations who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us that as human beings and as believers, we are not allowed to behave as such. Otherwise the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could come. Believing brothers and sisters, In the Holy Quran and history testifies, and history bears testimony to the fact that many people came on the face of the earth and they were oppressant. They were oppressors. Many people came on the face of the earth and they were tyrants. They were evil rulers. They used to be unjust rulers. They used to oppress people. They used to beat people. And all sorts of things they used to do to people, my dear respected brothers and sisters. From amongst them, we know about the Fir'aun. Commonly heard about the Fir'aun at the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The Fir'aun and Namrud at the time of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Fir'aun, he was such a tyrant ruler. He was such a tyrant ruler that not even the earth, when he was put below, not even the earth would accept his body according to the historic facts. But until today, his body is preserved. His body is preserved in the museum in Egypt, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disallowed the earth to accept his body. My dear respected brothers and sisters, Fir'aun was such a tyrant ruler that when he had heard about there is going to be a boy child who is going to be born, that he is going to take over your kingdom, the Fir'aun, he decided that, look, I'm going to try to counteract that plan. And for this, my dear respected brothers and sisters, he started to kill every male child that there was. He started to kill every male child that there was to try to counteract anyone trying to come and take his kingdom. And my dear respected brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, we would have heard about the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to be saved miraculously, and he was even grown up, alhamdulillah, in the house of the Fir'aun. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the decree of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused this decree to take place, and Fir'aun was destroyed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he overruled the Fir'aun, and he took over the kingdom of Fir'aun, and he took the people of Fir'aun. My dear respected brothers and sisters, other people came. There were other oppressors. There were other oppressors and other tyrants that came that we would have heard about, dear listeners. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran about some of them, and he tells us about the result of their behavior and the result of their deeds on the face of the earth. In our time also, we will see that there are many different types of oppressors. There are many different types of tyrant rulers and tyrant leaders. Different people may do different things, and they may think that they may get away with it. Different people may think that they are able to go into the lands of innocent people and destroy the lives of people, rape women, interfere with children, molest children, and different things occur, my dear respected brothers and sisters. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has taught us a lot about coming to the day of judgment. It will not be easy, and all these things that we are seeing, my dear respected brothers and sisters, when we look into the traditions of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will see that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would have highlighted many of the things that we are seeing nowadays. And in the traditions of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that rest assured that those who commit tyranny, those who commit oppression, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not just leave them be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not just leave them like that. On the contrary, my dear respected brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold them. And when he holds them, lam yuflithu, the tradition of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, he will not let them go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he allows and he grants mankind time. He allows the tyrant rulers time. He allows the oppressors time. And he grants them time, my dear respected brothers and sisters. But one day to come surely, he is going to hold them and he is going to grasp them. And just as the people of the past, when he grasped them, my dear respected brothers and sisters, there will be no escape. There will be no escape. Fir'aun had no escape from the Red Sea. Likewise, my dear respected brothers and sisters, whenever any punishment is going to come to anyone, there is no one who can repel the punishment of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely deal with the oppressors and the tyrants. Allah will surely deal with the zalimeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely deal with the zalimeen and the oppressors. And he also mentions that on the day of judgment, وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِن نَصِيرٍ, that for the zalimeen and for the oppressors, they will have no helpers. On that day when everyone shall be looking for help, the oppressors will have no helpers on that day. And in another ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there will also be no intercessor for such people. My dear respected brothers and sisters, when we hear about such people and we listen to such incidents and we think about tyrants and we think about oppressors, many a times in our minds we deduce that is something very far from us. Many a times in our minds, my dear respected brothers and sisters, when we hear about the sinful people, we think we are here and the sinful ones are over there. Many a times when we hear about those people who owe other people money, we think about those people who owe, those big businessmen who will take credit for many people, and after maybe a period of years or a period of months, they will pay large sums of money to such people. And we disassociate with ourselves from those people who are considered to be those who owe people money. My dear respected brothers and sisters, even if a person owes a person $5, he has a right, and that other individual has a right upon him. Even if a person is committing a minor sin, as looking at women, or walking upon the streets and gazing at women and lusting at them, my dear respected brothers and sisters, that is also a sin. But many a times we tend to speak about the fornicators and the adulterers, and we segregate ourselves and we think that we are not from amongst that category. Many a times we look at the dhalimeen and we segregate ourselves and we think that we are not from amongst the dhalimeen. We think that we are not from amongst the oppressors. But we need to learn what the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he said about the sinners, what he said about the oppressors. And surely it is a fact that sins are of variant levels. Sins are of different levels, and likewise oppressors, they are of different levels. But nevertheless, my dear respected brothers and sisters, it is undisputable that a sin is a sin. And it is undisputable that one who is an oppressor, he is an oppressor. Be it a major oppressor or a minor oppressor, he is an oppressor. Be it a major sin or a minor sin, they are still sinners, my dear respected brothers and sisters. And we need to be careful if we enter into this category of sinners and if we enter into this category of oppressors. Dear listeners, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has taught us that al-dhulmu dhulumatu yawm al-qiyamah, that oppression and tyranny will be a means of darkness on the day of judgment. Oppression will be a means of darkness on the day of judgment. And my dear respected brothers and sisters, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has mentioned this to us, and he has also highlighted to us what are the different types of oppressions that we can commit. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in different traditions, he has mentioned to us what are the different types of oppressions that we can commit. And the reason that we are mentioning this, my dear respected brothers and sisters, to sensitize us that yes, Fir'aun, he was an oppressor, but we can also be an oppressor with regards to the right of oppression. We can also be a person who owes another individual money, though we may not owe him $100,000 or $10,000. We may have $1 or 50 cents that we have told the person, we have told the shopkeeper that I don't have change right now on me. I have 50 cents. I don't have 50 cents on me, inshallah. One day to come, I will bring back that 50 cents. My dear respected brothers and sisters, if we do not return that 50 cents, that is also oppression. If we do not return the dollar, that is also oppression. Just as the man who owes $10,000 and he does not repay the $10,000, my dear respected brothers and sisters. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Matlul ghani dhulmun." The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Matlul ghani dhulmun." The delaying of the payment of the rich individual is dhulm, is a sin. The delaying of payment of the rich person, my dear respected brothers and sisters, here refers to those who are capable of repaying a debt. Sometimes a person will take a debt. Sometimes a person will take some money from an individual. He will ask an individual for a loan because he might be in need. And thereafter, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him, and now he is able to repay back that loan. But now he starts to delay. Now he starts to delay. When he was in time of need, he knew he should ask. But now he gets back the money and he starts to delay. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is also a type of oppression. So Fir'aun committed a type of oppression, and we could also commit this type of oppression, my dear respected brothers and sisters. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning and indicating to the fact that if we, alhamdulillah, if we know that we are going to go to an individual because we are in need and we want something of our needs fulfilled, so therefore we ask our Muslim brother, we ask someone, please fulfill our need, then the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it is also a type of dhulm and also a type of oppression that we obtain back this money and we do not give it back, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Oppression can be in any form. Oppression can be any sin, my dear respected brothers and sisters. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions about a man coming on the day of judgment. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions about a man coming on the day of judgment. So he asked the sahabas, do you know who is a muflis? Do you know who is a bankrupt person? The sahaba said, a bankrupt person is that individual who comes and he has no dirham, wala dirham wala dinar. He has no gold coins and he has no silver coins. He has no coins, and he has no dollar bills, my dear respected brothers and sisters. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, the muflis and the bankrupt individual is that one who comes under the day of judgment. That one who comes under the day of judgment, and he has tons and tons of salah, tons and tons of zakah that he has paid. All these things in his account on the day of judgment, he will see it inshallah, that he has put forward for the akhirat, he has put forward for the morrow, he has given a lot of charity, he has done this and he has done that, alhamdulillah, with regards to good deeds. He has woken up in the night for salatul tahajjud, and alhamdulillah, all these are recorded, and on the day of judgment he will see it. But the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my dear respected brothers and sisters, he mentions such as a bankrupt person. On the day of judgment, he comes with all of this. But at the same time, shatama hadha wa qadhafa hadha. This person, he used to rebuke this one, and he used to slander this one, and he used to beat this one, and he used to take the right of this one, my dear respected brothers and sisters. This is an oppressor, and this is a person who is going to be considered as a bankrupt person on the day of judgment. This is a person who is going to become, who is going to be considered as a bankrupt person on the day of judgment. So much of good deeds, but because of oppression, because of sins, because of taking the rights of people, my dear respected brothers and sisters, that person will be, his good deeds will be taken on the day of judgment. His good deeds will be taken on the day of judgment. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the interpretation of that tradition, al-dhulmu dhulumatu yawm al-qiyamah, that oppression will be a form of darkness on the day of judgment. The commentators of hadith mention that there can be two interpretations. One is that alhamdulillah, good deeds and good a'mal can be a means of nur on the day of judgment, alhamdulillah. A time wherein many people will be drowning in their sweat, and we could all be afraid except those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exempts under his shade wa ghayra, because of the different exemptions that he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has mentioned through his Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And people will be in darkness, and people will be terrified. People will be terrified because of the horrible day. My dear respected brothers and sisters, one of the interpreters, أَذُّلْمُ ذُلُمَاتُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, because of this oppression, this is how the people will be. This is how the people will be. They will be in a state of darkness. They will be in a state of darkness. And likewise, my dear respected brothers and sisters, it could be that the tradition of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicates to the fact that alhamdulillah, a person could be working hard to earn rewards and earn the pleasure of Allah, but because of different oppressions that he has committed on the face of the earth, that it will overcome those good deeds on the day of judgment. And my dear respected brothers and sisters, because of that, he will be in a state of darkness on the day of judgment. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my dear respected brothers and sisters, he taught us how to live on the face of the earth, and he taught us that each and every single individual that we live around, they have a right upon us. They have a right upon us, and each and every single one of us sitting here, we have a right upon each other. Be it we are brothers and sisters with regards to the children of Adam, be it with regards to brothers and sisters because of the ikhwa and the brotherhood and sisterhood of Islam, or be it, my dear respected brothers and sisters, because we are neighbors, we always have rights upon one another. And this is a bond that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created between each and every single one of us. And that is there, and we cannot take it away. No matter what a son does, he cannot take away that sonhood. He cannot take away that bondage between him and his father. No matter what his father may do, he will never be able to take away that status of his father. And this is why we are taught that even if we have non-Muslim fathers, that we are supposed to treat them kindly, and we are supposed to treat them nicely. My dear respected brothers and sisters, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi," that the Muslim is he who other Muslims are free from his hand and from his tongue. And in another tradition, he mentions, "Wal-Mu'minu man aminahu an-nasu ala dima'ihim wa amwalihim." He says that the mu'min, The believer is he who the general mankind are free from their wealth and their blood, my dear respected brothers and sisters, are free from this person. Such is a mu'min. The commentators mention, my dear respected brothers and sisters, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, "Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi," to show us that such a person who is harming other Muslims, such a person who is harming other Muslims, have shame. How can you call yourself a Muslim and you want to harm another person? How can you call yourself a Muslim? How can you call yourself a mu'min and you think it is right to take the property of the non-believers unlawfully? How can you be a mu'min? How can you be a believer? How can you call yourself a believer, yet still you want to oppress this one and you want to oppress that one? And we think it is within our right. We think it is within our right that we need to pull up this one and we need to pull up that one. And we need to tell him this and we need to tell him that. And we need to give this one a good licking and we need to give that one a good licking. Because we need to teach everyone how to be a good believer, how to be a good Muslim. My dear respected brothers and sisters, أمر بالمعروف ونهي عن المنكر, enjoining right and forbidding evil. It is a right upon each and every single one of us in its proper proportion and in its proper context. But from the time, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we go beyond with regards to the beating and with regards to the abusing and with regards to the taking and the usurping of rights of other people, then my dear respected brothers and sisters, we have now come out of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar, and we have now come into the category of transgression. We have now come into the category of transgression. And many a times, my dear respected brothers and sisters, many a times we may oppress one another. We may say something to one another and it may hurt a person very much. It may hurt a person very much. We may be able to hit a person. We may hit a person and it may pain him for a while. It may pain him for a while. But sooner or later, my dear respected brothers and sisters, that pain will go away. But you tell somebody something about their mommy. You tell someone something about their daddy. You tell someone something about something, my dear respected brothers and sisters, to hurt them. Then, my dear respected brothers and sisters, they could carry that to their grave. They could carry that to their grave, my dear respected brothers and sisters. They could carry that to their grave. And concerning this, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Iyyakum wa dhulm. Iyyakum wa dhulm. Beware. Beware. Be careful of committing oppression. Be careful of committing oppression. Yes, Fir'aun, you were supposed to adhere to that when your prophet told you that. And we are supposed to adhere to this, my dear respected brothers and sisters, when our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, Iyakum wa dhulm. Iyakum wa dhulm. Because the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam further mentions, for certainly, if it is that we do not trash it out on the face of the earth, and if it is that we do not get the forgiveness of an individual on the face of the earth, then my dear respected brothers and sisters, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to allow that person to retaliate upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to allow justice to take place. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most just. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most just. And on the day of judgment, when we would have think that we would have been able to oppress an individual, and 10 years have passed and we never saw that individual again, my dear respected brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forget. And the scribes that who are on our right and who are on our left, they do not forget to write down each and every single thing that we are doing. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that on the day of judgment, retaliation is going to take place, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Retaliation is going to take place. On the day of judgment, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us about three diwans. Three diwans that the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, diwans and registers that the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us about. He said one diwan and one register, that is which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la yaghfiruhu Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive it. And that is that of shirk. Shirk is the only thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive. So as Maulana Shiraz was mentioning, that anyone who commits shirk, no matter how kind he may be to us as a neighbor, no matter how much money they want to contribute to your masjid or contribute to your barbecue, my dear respected brothers and sisters, as long as they commit shirk, then certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not go against his word. They are going to end up in the fire of hell. And according to that register, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive him. The other register, my dear respected brothers and sisters, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us about. He mentions, my dear respected brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has no dealings with this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not delve into this register. And that is the register bayn al-ibad. That is what we understand and what we commonly hear as hukuk al-ibad, my dear respected brothers and sisters. What an individual will do to another individual. How an individual will oppress or harm another individual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, he will not say, I forgive Abdul Majid for all the oppression that he has done to brother Jameel, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not say it like that, my dear respected brothers and sisters. But no, you sort out your business, then come to me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the understanding that we have from the tradition of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my dear respected brothers and sisters. So we have to be very careful and understand that those people who we oppress and those people who we hurt, that we better get the courage in this world to go and ask them for forgiveness. Otherwise, my dear respected brothers and sisters, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to allow retaliation to take place. And how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us this retaliation is going to take place? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, sorry, that a man will come with a lot of deeds on the day of judgment, and those people whom he have oppressed, they will be able to take his good deeds. Those people who he has oppressed, that one he has set to something, 1990. That other person he has done something, 1995. He has taken some money from an individual and then he became lost and you couldn't see him anymore. My dear respected brothers and sisters, the good deeds of an individual, they will be able to take the good deeds of that oppressor. They will be able to take the good deeds of that oppressor. And when the good deeds are diminished and depleted, my dear respected brothers and sisters, because we can only have so much, when the good deeds are diminished and depleted, then my dear respected brothers and sisters, the sins of those individuals that we have wronged, be it Muslim or non-Muslim, of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might have a different way of taking retaliation for the non-Muslims, but the sins of the individuals, who we have done wrong, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is going to cause such sins to come upon the oppressors, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Going to cause such sins to come upon the oppressors, and then they are going to go into the fire of hell. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from such type of retribution on the day of judgment, my dear respected brothers and sisters. And we have to understand that we have time. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iyakum wa dhulm, and save yourself from a day when there will be no dirham wala dinar. My dear respected brothers and sisters. On that day, we will not be able to tell an individual, today I have bought a nice gift for you, alhamdulillah. I have done you wrong, but please accept this. This is to make up for what I have done for you. Today we can do that, my dear respected brothers and sisters. If we fear, possibly if we fear to approach the individual whom we have harmed, and we may not be on speaking terms, then we should make dua, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Make dua, ask Allah, O Allah, please soften that heart of the individual. O Allah, you please make such a scenario, make a circumstance whereby this brother will forgive me in this world, O Allah, for I know your punishment is severe in the akhirat. But my dear respected brothers and sisters, we need to understand that whatever oppressions that we do on the face of the earth, we need to try our best. We need to try our best to sort it out. Sort it out for that day. La dinar wa la dirham. There's no dinar, there's no dirham. Nothing to help us, my dear respected brothers and sisters. All we will be able to say is take our good deeds. And none of us, my dear respected brothers and sisters, none of us want to spend at least a second in the fire of hell. So therefore we have to make up for all these oppressions and all these wrong things that we may be doing our individuals. We have to check ourselves. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullukum ra'in. Each and every single one of you are a shepherd. Be it a boss, be it a husband, be it a wife, my dear respected brothers and sisters, be it children, we all have rights upon one another. If we were to oppress one another, my dear respected brothers and sisters, surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to hold us accountable. The third diwan, the third register Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches about, my dear respected brothers and sisters, is that register wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has no regard for. La ya'abahu bihi, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions. He has no regard for. This is no problem at all, alhamdulillah. These are the hukuk Allah, my dear respected brothers and sisters. We may have missed Fajr Salah this morning, but inshallah, if we make qadha and make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, I ask you for forgiveness. I am weak, O Allah. I tried my best to wake up, but I did not wake up. My eyes didn't open, O Allah. And my dear respected brothers and sisters, this is between us and Allah. It is upon Allah to either punish us for missing that salah, or it is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us for all the things that He has done, for all the things that we have sent forward with regards to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected brothers and sisters, these are the three registers that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us about, that on the day of judgment, we, each and every single one of us, we are going to have to face and we are going to have to deal with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for all the oppressions that we have done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow those people to have it in their hearts to forgive us for all the oppressions that we have done to them, my dear respected brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for the oppressions that we do to Him and the oppressions that we do to the body. This body that He has blessed us with. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one more thing inshaAllah. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He understood very well with regards to the rights of individuals. With regards to the rights of individuals upon Himself. And He was the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the Prophet of Allah. So much so that one day before He left this world, He said, listen, anyone who I have done wrong or anyone who I have taken from their right, come now and take your right from me. Come now and take your right from me. For the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had the greatest iman than anyone else, and he had the firm conviction that here is the place and time. Here is the place and time to resolve all these things. To resolve all these things, my dear respected brothers and sisters. So he said, anyone who I have a right for, anyone who I have hit or I have done something unjustly, you come and hit me back. You come and do whatever you want to me. You come and do whatever you want to me. For the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood fully well on the day of judgment, my dear respected brothers and sisters, it would be a house of a different color. And likewise for ourselves, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we would not like to see that our good deeds go in vain. All the nights of tahajjud, all the holy Quran, all the looks that we have given, alhamdulillah, to all Muslim brothers, whatever we have done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would not like to see it go down the drain, my dear respected brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and me the tawfiq to understand. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and me the tawfiq to understand that we have rights to the entire humanity, we have rights to the animals, we have rights to each and every single creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear respected brothers and sisters. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq not to abuse one another and not to abuse the privileges that He has given to us in this world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us in the akhirat inshallah, and not even put us in the fire of hell for 1 minute, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.